The month of Dhul-Hijjah that we're now going to enter into is one of the highly blessed months. It's especially the first 10 days, the first 10 nights. There are many amals that are recommended, but maybe I should mention some of the main ones. If possible, try and fast on the first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The 10th of Dhul-Hijjah is obviously Eid al-Hajj, but the first 9 days, important if you can fast. In the nights of the first 10 days, between your Maghrib and Isha Salah, recite a 2-rakat Salah, in which in every rakah of the recitation of Surat al-Fatiha, recite Surat al-Ikhlas, and then the ayah of Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa wa'adna Musa 30 laylatan wa'atmamnaha bi'ashrin fatamma miqatu rabbihi 40 layla. Wa kala Musa li'aqihi Harun akhlufni fi qawmi wa aslih wa la tattabi' sabila al-mufsidin. It is ayah 142 of Surah Al-A'raf. And when we appointed for Musa 30 nights and added to them 10, and he completed the whole time appointed by his Rabb of 40 nights, and Musa said to his brother, Harun, take my place amongst the people, do right and do not follow the way of the mischief makers. This salah has immense thawabs. And it is within these 10 days that Jibreel brings to Prophet Isa alayhi salam 5 du'as, which again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended that we recite them. I love these du'as. Let's go over them. The first du'a is, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, biyadihi al-khair wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. I testify that there is no God but Allah, he has no partner. To him belongs the sovereignty, to him belongs the praise. In his hand is good, and it is he who is able to do all things. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحدا صمدا لم يتق صاحبة ولا ولدا. I testify that there is no God but Allah. He has no partner, single and ever independent. He has no spouse or no child. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. I testify that there is no God but Allah. He has no partner, one ever independent. He begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is none comparable to him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. I testify that there is no God but Allah. He has no partner. To him belongs sovereignty. To him belongs all praise. He gives life and he gives death. He is who is ever alive. He is never non-existent. In his hands is good. And this is he who is able to do all things. And finally, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَكَفَى سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ دَعَى لَيْسَ وَرَاءَ اللَّهِ مُنْتَحَى أَشْهَدُ لِلَّهِ بِمَا دَعَى وَأَنَّهُ بَرِيٌّ مِّمَّنْ تَبَرَّعَى وَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى. Allah is sufficient to me. He is my all. He is enough for me. He hears the dua of those who do dua. Beyond Allah, there is no destination. I bear witness that Allah, unto whom I turn to make requests, disconnecting all links with those who go away from him, unto Allah belongs the beginning and the end. It is on the first of Dhul-Hijjah that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was born, and we will look at his life, inshallah, in these few days to remind us of the aspects of Hajj that actually involve him and really revolve around him. It is also said that it was the first of Dhul-Hijjah when the marriage of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Sayyidah Fatimah Zahra alayhi salam was solemnized. One of the things that is recommended on the first of Dhul-Hijjah is to recite Hasbi, Hasbi, Hasbi min su'ali ilmuka bihali, to remain safe from the tyranny of tyrants, which means my circumstances under which I have made a request to you are already in your knowledge, which covers every aspect more thoroughly than what I am aware of, and it is more than enough for me. And finally, we will be looking at the aspects of Hajj, now looking from the aspect of one who is not gone and is able to create the atmosphere of knowing oneself from here.